You're listening to SBS News.
54-year-old Rita Sachetta has been unemployed since March. She says living on Newstart is taking its toll.
Every day I'm angry. And how am I supposed to move forward? How am I supposed to move forward when every single minute of every day is about surviving?
She says she regularly goes without food and even rations her insulin so she can afford her diabetes medication.
We have no hope left. We have no, you've taken away all and any hope for a better life. And when there's no hope, what is there?
A Senate committee inquiry is looking into the rate of the government's unemployment payment, Newstart, which is currently $278 a week. The rate of the payment hasn't risen in over two decades, and there are calls from some for an increase. One of those is Gillian Aldridge, Mayor of the City of Salisbury.
Right through our areas, we feed these people because they don't have some place to sleep and they don't have some place to eat.
The jobless rate in South Australia is higher than the national average, and areas like Northern Adelaide are no strangers to unemployment. 2 years ago, the area was hit hard by the closure of car manufacturer Holden, and other manufacturing jobs have followed. It's left some locals, like Aidan Jarvis, pessimistic about their future.
I grew up in this area, and I'm pretty used to the fact that, I was going to grow up with parents who were in and out of work all the time.
Newstart recipients like Rita Sachetta say raising the rate would help them find work.
It would mean that I would be healthy because I was eating right. I would be healthy because I was taking my medication. I could go and get some interview clothes. I could go and get my hair cut. I could look presentable. I could afford a bus ticket because the job networks do not supply these things.
The committee's due to report back to Parliament in March. Nikki Canning, SBS News.